He pulled me in the car, was punching me, pulled my hair, choking me.
Bruises and blood are an ex's proof.
Minor head injury, facial contusions, chest wall contusion, and contusion of the arm.
That's a lot.
But you think she beat herself up?
But is she risking a repeat?
So after this incident, you went back to him?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Terrific.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Dominique Taylor is suing his ex-girlfriend, Echo Agnew, for stealing his 95 Ford Thunderbird.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 141 on the calendar, the matter of Taylor versus Agnew.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Please have a seat. You're welcome.
Initially, the case, Mr. Taylor, is a simple one. You say that the car that your former girlfriend has belongs to you.
Yes, ma'am.
You want it back. Miss Agnew says the car belongs to her. She has a counterclaim that alleges some pretty serious misbehavior on your part, sir, which caused her to be hospitalized in an emergency room and sustained some serious medical bills. Who is this young lady?
This is my ex-girlfriend and my kid's mom. Her name is Tamika Clayton.
Why is she here?
Because before I had registered in Miss Agnew's name, I had it in her name for a few months because I couldn't get cars registered in my name.
Why couldn't you get a car registered in your name?
Well, a few years back, I had an accident that was in my name. Man, I couldn't get cars registered in my name until the end of this year. But I have full insurance, not liability.
Do you have a valid driver's license?
Yes.
So that you wanted a car anyway, and you bought a car, according to you, and you fooled the government by putting it in first this young lady's name for a few months, and then putting it in this young lady's name. Bottom line, that's what you're telling me. You tricked the government. That's what you did, because it was your car. That's what you say, it's my car. But since I couldn't have it registered in my name, I registered in her name, and then I registered in her name, all to get around the fact that you were... that didn't have that bad record. Register it.
Yes, ma'am.
That gets around the government.
See, but
I don't help you do that. That would make me a co-conspirator, Mr. Taylor. Does she have a four-year order of protection against you?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when she got this four-year order of protection, were you present in court?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a lawyer?
No.
Did the judge tell you that you had the right to have a trial?
No, ma'am.
In what jurisdiction do you live?
Milwaukee County.
Pretty civilized in Milwaukee. So what did the judge say to you? Just come in here and sign here. We're going to give her an order of protection?
Well, at the end of the hearing.
We're going. So we had a hearing. Did Miss Agnew testify at the hearing?
Yes.
Did she testify about her hospital visit?
Yes, but she had no proof and it was all lies.
Just a second. Yeah, yes.
She testified.
And the judge heard that?
Yes.
And then the judge heard you. You testified?
Yes.
And after the judge, because I don't get beyond what the judge hears, sir, judge already made a determination by the same quantum of proof that I have here, that he was more convinced that she was telling the truth than you were telling the truth. And she gave the judge, a man or a woman?
Woman.
She gave her an order of protection for not 1 year, not 2 years, and not 3 years. But for 4 years, for you to stay away from
her. That's because she asked for the 4 years. She brought no proof. She said, I said I would shoot her. She brought no proof of anything. I had proof with me that she said that she would shoot up my block, you know, all type of stuff, and she still granted her the 4-year restraining order.
What brought her to the hospital that day when she went to the hospital, sir?
I don't ever recall her going to the hospital. I don't know what she's talking
about. You have your hospital records?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them, please.
Okay.
Because, Mr. Taylor, you are not getting your car.
I didn't want the car. I wanted the money for the
You're
car.
You're not going to get the car or the money. Because we don't reward people who try to trick the government.
But we was in a relationship. First, me and her was in a relationship. Once we broke up, I
You have too many relationships going and not enough insurance. You need less relationships and more insurance. You don't expect me to help you in a situation where you try to scam the government.
It wasn't scamming because we was together.
You were scamming. The government said to you, you can't have a car until we see that you have full coverage on your car, full insurance coverage, and you said, well, then I'm just not going to have a car. I'm going to let my baby's mama have a car. And I'm going to let my girlfriend have a car. When I'm not with her, I'll be with her. And I'll figure out where I'm going to be.
Can I say
but I don't have to have a car with full coverage because they don't need full coverage.
Well, it wasn't never intended to go in Mr. Agnew's name. I had the title from when it was in my baby mom name.
Very,
and Mr. Agnew, she wrote on the back of the title
very
without me.
Not getting your car and you're not getting money. The ultimate diagnosis when she went to the hospital was minor head injury, facial contusions, chest wall contusion, and contusion of the arm were pertinent to this visit. At the time that she was seen by the emergency room doctor, she reported as follows, and this is on the same day, December 29th is the day we're talking about. Patient reports that she got into an altercation with a boyfriend who she lived with about 2 days ago, so her mom helped her pack her things and move out. She went to stay with her aunt. This morning around 9:30, patient was at a bus stop when her boyfriend appeared and pulled her into the car. He took her back to the house and dragged her upstairs. From that point, boyfriend began punching the back of her head and left rib cage. She said he punched her like 50 times in the ribs and 10 times in the left temple.
That's a lie.
You think she beat herself up?
I never did this. She was never at my home. And December 29th, she had been left my house on December 24th, the day before Christmas. Her and her mama came and got all her clothes and everything, and she left my house. I wasn't with her around that time. And my baby mama, she came from out of town, from Green Bay, and she was with me from December 27th until the 4th of January.
On or about, sir, December 29th, who had your car?
I had my car.
You want to tell me what happened on the 29th?
Okay, we had gotten to it 2 days before that, and my mom came and got me. I was on the bus stop on my way going back to school, which is close by his house. He was driving down the street and seen me and was, like, speeding all around, came to the bus stop and was like, you didn't get in the car, cursing me out of my name. I was running. He was chasing me. He finally grabbed me and, like, pulled me in the car, was punching me, pulled my hair, choking me, and then, like, dragged me up the stairs. It was people in our building that heard me, like, screaming. He dragged me up the stairs. When we got up the stairs, he pushed me against the wall when we first walked through the door.
What did he say?
He said, why you want to leave me? I just want to be with you. I love you. I want us to work this out. I'm sorry. I won't hurt you again and stuff like that, which he did regularly because it was like 4 or 5 times that he had jumped on me. I have a police report from another time that he jumped on me.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
I was never went to jail for anything with her.
He never went to jail because he always fled the scene. And then, okay.
Judge, can I say something?
Just a minute. Hold on a second. Let me understand this. This is another police report of another incident.
Yes, ma'am.
This incident happened 3 months after you were in the emergency room.
Yes, ma'am.
When this incident happened in March of 2013, this happened December 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Upon arrival, I spoke to the victim, that would be you, Echo Agnew, who stated that she and her boyfriend, that would be him, with whom she has been living together for the last 6 months, were at municipal court to pay some tickets. So after this incident where he pulled you, punched you 50 times.
Never.
Quiet. Punched you 50 times. You told the police that you were living together for 6 months, and that was 3 months later. So you went back to him.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Terrific.
But my reasoning for going back is because I fear my life of
no
him.
No way.
I also had my school books and my clothing and everything there. I had to continue to go to school. I actually didn't even be able to complete another class because of a book that he had of mine there. He had my birth certificate, other important documents that I had there. So
that
I felt
may
like
be all true. Now you have a 4-year order of protection.
Yes, ma'am.
So I assume he's not going to go near you again. I'm
no,
not
ma'am.
Entertaining any of your claim on your counterclaim. And, sir, I'm not giving you your car back, nor am I paying you for it. I don't like to be scammed, and I'm part of the government. Goodbye.
Excuse me. Step out.
She's been lying, trying to get me to go to jail. She even texted me before our restraint order hearing. Violating her restraint order. Like, if you file a restraint order on June 12th, June 25th, you shouldn't be texting me.
He's making my life difficult. He has made my life difficult. But at the end of this, I hope that everything will be done and I don't have to hear anything else from him ever again. I would be completely happy with that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Simpson versus Mack. Step forward.
Don Simpson Jr. is suing his former friend, Ezekiel Mack, for a loan to buy a car, the cost of a parking ticket,
and the return of the vehicle in question.
Oh, my goodness. When people try convoluted schemes, they always get themselves into trouble. And then they come to us and they say, can you please fix this? You know, we didn't mean to do this.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My problem is, it's hard for me to fathom that you actually believe that your position in any universe is valid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Don Simpson Jr. says former friend Ezekiel Mack owes for a loan to buy a car, the cost of a parking ticket, and the return of the vehicle in question.
Mr. Mack, you had a car.
Yes, ma'am.
Wasn't a very good car.
It was a piece.
But you also needed money.
Yes, correct.
And the only collateral that you had to get some money on a loan was on the car.
Correct.
Why didn't you do that?
I asked a buddy for some help.
No. You had a car. Mm-hmm. You wanted to take out title loan on the car, mm-hmm. where they would give you a certain amount of money.
Correct.
In exchange for putting a lien on the car so they could take the car if you didn't pay back the money.
Correct.
So you had the car. You had the title. Why didn't you do that?
Well, I couldn't get the car registered in my name.
Why not?
I didn't have a license.
So what were you doing with the car?
Because I needed to get back and forth to work. I had children.
So you were driving illegally?
Correct. Yes, I was.
Not only were you driving illegally, but then you wanted to take out a loan on this car that you were driving illegally.
Yes.
So Mr. Simpson said, it's not his story, actually, but he said, I'll help you out. I'll let you register the car in my name.
He needed money, too.
Shh. I'll let you register the car in my name. And you've known him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So far, right?
That's right.
So you let him register the car in your name. You registered the car in your name. And you took out the loan.
Yes, ma'am.
And he didn't pay the loan back.
No, ma'am. He said we didn't have to pay the loan back.
Of course. I know. I just started out this case by saying, you know, when people start out with scams and you come in here and you say, oh, somebody help me, please, somebody help me.
We was helping each other.
Sure you were.
He helped himself.
I'm sure he did. Now, Mr. Simpson, who do you work for, sir?
I work for Munson & Son. I drive truck. At the time, I wasn't working at that time when I helped him out on this loan.
So at the time when you helped each other out, you weren't working?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you got some of the money, too.
No, I didn't get any of the money.
He's lying.
Oh, I believe that you got something for your help.
No, I didn't.
What did he get for his help?
He got $200.
And how much did you get?
I got four.
Now, the only one that seems to me that got stiffed here is the loan company, because they didn't get paid back. Now, the name of the loan company is what?
Loan Max. I've got it, the paperwork
loan
right here.
Loan Max. You didn't pay him back, did you?
No, ma'am. But since I started work, I'm going to end up having to pay it.
Oh, well, you know, I may end up 5'8", but I doubt it. Why did you register the car in your name?
Well, one reason why is because he asked me to do him the favor. I put the car in my name, but I didn't know he didn't have license.
Yes, he did. Yes, you did.
No, I did yes, not.
Just a second. Mr. Simpson, what possible reason could you have thought that he couldn't put the car in his name?
Well, he couldn't get the loan because nobody gave him the loan. He owed everybody.
That's not true. I don't owe nobody. You owe everybody.
Mr. Mack, I don't want to have to throw you out and then give him this money because he's not going to get the money. The only one that's going to get the money is the loan company.
Right.
So you got a total of $600. And if I believe the defendant, he took four and you took two.
No, I did not take two.
How much did you, Mr. Mack, get in total?
$400.
So could you explain to me, Mr. Simpson, why you are suing him for $1,500?
Well, actually, it's been amended because of the late charges on it. Also, there's two tickets, parking tickets he got under my name.
Two parking tickets?
You know about it. Listen to me.
Don't play with me.
Do you understand?
Yes, sorry.
Plus, if they'd have turned the car in like it was supposed to and let the people appraise it, it would have paid the loan off. You wouldn't have been 6-7 months behind.
Where is the car, sir?
The car broke down and got towed.
And you haven't seen it since?
No.
Listen to me very carefully, sir. at best, if I believe any part of what you're telling me, you owe $400.
No, I don't.
Well, you explain to me, sir. I want you to try to put your listening ears on. Mm-hmm. You took out a loan on a car that didn't belong to you. I want you to be quiet. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
That's right.
Try to use them proportionately.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Oh, I can't think of another name. I really can't think of another name. Can you think of another name? You don't want to think of another name.
Moron.
It's bad enough. Moron.
Hey,
perfect.
Yeah,
moron. Perfect.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Don Simpson Jr. says former friend Ezekiel Mack owes for a loan to buy a car, the cost of a parking ticket, and the return of the vehicle in question.
Mr. Mack, you just told me that from the proceeds of the loan, you took $400.
Correct.
That's what you told me.
It was my
vehicle. How much did you pay back?
I didn't pay back any. I didn't have to.
Why?
Because he said, you don't have to pay back anything. I'm not paying this back. I owe everybody else in town. So, you know, you're doing me a favor.
Just a second. So you got free money. I rarely met such an amoral person. I'm not even talking to him. Because my problem with you is you actually believe that you're right. My problem is it's hard for me to fathom that you actually believe that your position in any universe is valid. That you took money from somebody, a loan company, you spent it on yourself, you shoved it down your face, you put it on your red vest, you put it on your feet, whatever you did with it, and because you have a nice smile, you don't have to pay it back. You didn't work for it, you didn't drive a car, drive a truck, sweep a room, operate on somebody's kidney, you did no work for that $400.
Can I say something?
What?
I actually did. It was my vehicle. I bought it from a friend of mine, and it was my car. It was my car.
You're an idiot. I'm just an amoral idiot.
Okay.
An amoral idiot.
Okay.
What does it matter if it's your car? You blew the car. It got towed. That's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with the fact that Loan Max gave you $400?
Loan Max gave him the money.
No.
He handed it over to me.
No. Loan Max gave you the money. Listen to me. Thick. Loan Max gave you the money because that was your arrangement with him. Since you couldn't get a loan on the car because you couldn't register it, he registered it for you. I'm not giving him a thing. He was a co-conspirator in this whole thing. So he can pay back whatever.
It was his idea to get the $600
loan. Shut up and listen to me.
It was his idea to get the money.
Shut up and listen to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. All ears.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Mr. Mack, you were driving a car that was unregistered because it couldn't be registered to you. That's what you told me.
It was registered.
I want you to be quiet. And it couldn't be registered to you because you had no license. That's what you told me 10 minutes ago. That's what
it was registered vehicle. It was registered in my friend's
name. Just listen to me. 2 years. Do you need more than 2 years?
No.
It couldn't be registered in your name because you had no license.
Right.
It was registered, now you tell me, in this idiot's name. However, this idiot probably wouldn't take out a loan for you.
No.
So then you registered it in his name. And it wasn't just a question of registering it in his name, because the purpose of registering it in his name was to get a title loan because you needed money. He needed a little, and according to you, you needed a little. Your little was $400. That was the scheme.
It was my vehicle.
Oh, I can't think of another name. I really can't think of another name. Can you think of another name? You don't want to think of another name.
Moron.
It's bad enough. Moron.
Hey.
Perfect.
Yeah, moron.
Perfect. Court is going to have a check cut to Loan Max for $400. Thank you very much. That's all.
Party's like, excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
planned all this himself.
Don's a liar.
You don't do favors for people.
I'm done with him. I've actually been done with him for a while.
You don't give co-sign for loans or none of that. You just don't do that.
Lesson learned. Don't mix friendship with business and friendship.
Don't do nothing. Don't even give him a ride if you don't have to.